Carl Goodman.
Hey, Carl, this is Steve again.
Hi.
So, can we speak right now? Is it a good time?
Sure. Yeah, it's fine.
Perfect.
It's fine.
So, the Twitter ID and password that you have just shared, the team tried to log in, but it is showing incorrect username. So, what we're going to do, we will be using the email address, which is jcarlgoodman@gmail.com. I believe you have the access of this account, right?
What? Yes. I can get to Jay. I can go to jcarlgoodman@gmail.com. I check my email on that every day.
All right. Just a minute. So it's showing that this email address is already being used for our Twitter account. So what we are doing, we're going to we try to log into this email address, and we're going to click on forget password. So we can just change the password and can access to this account.
Good. Hopefully. I haven't used Twitter. I got the Twitter account, years ago. Mm-hmm. When one of my industrial clients said, I want you to see all of our Twitter posts. Mm-hmm. So I got it so I could do that, but I haven't used it since. I haven't used that Twitter account in years.
No worries, Carl. So we will be sharing the credentials with you as well, so you can log in and see the postings over there. We're going to use the Twitter account just for the marketing purpose.
Good. That's wonderful. And of course, you know what I'm expecting is when we're done with all this, sometime next week, then you'll send me an email, and it will give me all the credentials for everything. And then, by the way,
sure.
Should I use my LinkedIn account and make announcements? Because I've got a lot of LinkedIn contacts.
Sure, you can do that. Once all the books are live on Amazon, then you can surely make a post with all the links for all four books.
Yep. Okay. Good deal. All right. Wow. And then once they're live and on, Ingram Spark, mm-hmm. then I can start at least to contact some of those people, bookstores in Maine and that type of thing, showing that they can order them. But they'll want to see the books first. That's why I've got to have printed copies in my hand as soon as possible so I can mail them to Maine and have them in those hands. So that's what I'm most worried about is missing this year. If I do, it'll cost me dearly. No, it'll cost you dearly because I just won't pay all my bills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, all right, Carl, so just give me a quick minute here. The team is...
I'll hold on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if you have to add a password, do not add a complex password that's hard for me to type. Like number one, exclamation point, ampersand, you've seen my emails. In fact, I could give you a password that I would recommend that you use.
Should we just simply use the poopsie031 for exclamation mark?
That's fine.
All right, perfect. I'll ask the team to use
this one. If you need a different one, the different mm-hmm. password is my dog's name, Howard, capital H, Howard, THE, Howard the, number one, and then exclamation point. So it's Howard the one, exclamation mm-hmm. point. So it's all got right. a capital, it has, it meets all those standards, okay? So then I'll just wait for you to tell me the way it works out.
Sure, I will. And Carl, can you please check? We are also trying to log into the Amazon account, so you have received an OTP.
Oh, really? Hold on. I haven't got it yet. Hold on.
It's going to be on your phone.
Are you there, Steve?
I'm here.
Okay, good, because I've got to put you on speaker, and because I'm on my cell phone, here we go. I did get an OTP. Hold on. I have to put on my glasses to read it.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
774039. 774039,
right?
That's it.
All right, perfect. So, Carl, we are even unable to access the Twitter account with the email address here called Goodman, because it is asking for the previous username, and I believe you don't remember this, right?
No, I've got it. I sent it to you.
No, but it is showing that that username is incorrect. So what we have to do, we need to create a new account. And can we use the email address callgoodman@theisacnetwork.com?
You can.
All right.
That's still active. My username, what was the username I gave you? I'm trying to remember it. It was @CarlGoodman something else.
54304.
Yeah, that was what they had given me originally, but I'd never used it, so.
No worries.
Is it working?
No, that username is not working. I have shared with the team the new, the different email address, callgoodman@theisacnetwork. So
right.
They are trying to create an account from this email address. Just a minute here.
Okay. You want me to hold on?
Yep. Please. And Carl, it's showing that username is also taken. So both of them are already taken.
And yet there is no other Carl Goodman at theisacnetwork.com. There's only one, and that's me.
Yep, no.
I know that.
Yeah, I got your point. It's saying that a Twitter account has already been created with both of these email addresses.
That might have been me years ago.
That's right. Just a minute.
I can give you a whole bunch of passwords, except the problem is if I use old passwords, I think sometimes after you try three times, they lock you out.
I'm sorry, can you please come again?
I said I'd give you some old passwords that I used to use, but I'm afraid that if you tried a couple of them, it would lock you out if they were wrong. You know, you can only try so many times.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I would say if you can set a new account up, use the new email address, the jcarlgoodman@gmail.com.
But no, the thing is that email address, you have already created an account with that email address, so we cannot use it again.
I have not. I haven't been on Twitter for 10 years.
I got your point, but it is what's showing on Twitter. So it might be you or someone on your behalf that must have created an account on the email address, which is jcarlgoodman. So it's not allowing us to create a new account.
It might have been. I'm thinking it might have been the previous publisher who went dark.
They never gave
me the passwords. They never gave me the passwords.
Just a minute, Carl.
You know what you could do? Steve.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
You know what you could do is establish a new Twitter account called Out of the Fog. And then we'll cover all my books under that Twitter account.
Just a minute. Carl, so what we are doing now, we are creating a new email, Gmail ID, and it's going to be by your name under your phone number. So you will be receiving an OTP on your end for the confirmation. Once the email address is created, I will share the credentials with you, and we will be creating a new account on that email address.
Okay, and the email address will not be one I have to check, right? I will never again check another email address other than Carl Goodman at the Isaac Network and jcarlgoodman@gmail.com. If you create a third email address, I will never check it.
That's fine, Carl. We are just creating it to create a Twitter account. So you don't have to check it because nothing is going to be there. You just have to keep it on the safe side in future if you lose the access of the Twitter account, so you can just simply gonna recover it from that email address. Besides this, there is no use of that account.
Yeah, and you'll send that to me, and it should be my name. It might be J. Carl Goodman without a period, or it might be J. Goodman but make it my name. Don't make anything funny with it, okay?
Sure. No worries. Let's see what are the options, available options right now. Just give me a minute.
Or Steve, you could make it under, no, because there might be one, because there are several Goodmans who are authors, but you could call it J. Carl Goodman author, or you could call it author Goodman, or something like that. Something
sure.
That's easy for me to remember. Oh, Greg. Hold on. I'm going back up to my office. See, you work me an hour overtime every day.
I'm really sorry about that. I really don't want this, but just a minute.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I am going to send you a bill for my overtime. Okay, now hold on.
Carl, can you please check your...
I think I got an OTP.
Yep, that's right.
The OTP says, I don't get it. It says here, G-174362 is your Google verification code. I don't know what that's for.
Yeah, it's for the new Gmail account. that we are creating.
Oh, okay. So you got it?
Yep, I have shared it with the team. 174362, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Just a minute here.
Oh, man.
All right, Carl, the code works. And just a minute here.
You know, as I said, you use something simple for me to remember. Author Goodman or Goodman Author or J. Goodman or J. Carl Goodman Author. Something like that.
Sure. I will be giving all these options to the team so they can create the Twitter account only with these usernames. So it's easy for you.
Well, this is funny because I just looked up in my little password book again the Twitter, and my ID was at Carl, cat with the capital C,
mm-hmm.
Goodman, capital G, 54304.
Yep, we tried to log into this account. We tried to use this username and use your previous email addresses, but it's not working, Carl.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to do this. See, I get frustrated because I want one email address, which it will be very soon. It will be jcarlgoodman@gmail.com. Period. One email, because I'm going to close out the Carl Goodman at the Isaac Network very soon.
Mm-hmm. I got your point. And so this new email address, let me tell you, this new email address will not be associated with anything else. It not be linked with anything else. It's just going to be linked with your Twitter account. So
if I want to post something on Twitter, though, I will have to know it, or I'll have to call you and say, please post this within 1 hour.
No. We will be sharing with you the credentials for your Twitter account. So you can easily log into Twitter and you can use it whenever you want.
Okay, if I want to log in, yeah. All right, now I got an email here.
Mm-hmm.
From Barnes & Noble Press to Carl Goodman, said your request 416-1772 has been updated to add additional comments, reply to this email. And it says, Carl, you should be able to update the email address connected to your account after signing in and going to your vendor account. Please check on profile. Do you need to have this?
Nope. It can only be done on your end by you.
Shit. All right, I'll do it in a month when I need it. You know what
saying?
I'm so frustrated with this.
Yeah,
let's not do it today. Did this happen because you were posting something on the account? Because I didn't ever contact them.
No. It's from Barnes & Noble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have... Why? You have sent an email to the support of Barnes & Noble yesterday, you remember?
Oh, that's right.
So they are just replying to your email. So you have requested to change the email address of your account. So they are just replying to that email. So you have to log in, as we are unable to log in from our end, so it can only be done by your side. You have to log in again, and then you have to see if they are giving an option to change the email address. If it works, then it's good to go. Otherwise, you have to create a new account for Barnes & Noble.
What did I say?
I'm sorry?
Okay. I have to look at the mail that I sent them 2 days ago. All right.
Sure.
I'll get on this tomorrow.
No worries, Carl. Just do it. Whenever you get time.
Obligation to do everything right away because I'm giving you guys deadlines. I mean, if these books aren't up by like Wednesday or Thursday, I'm going to be screaming.
I hope that's not going to happen.
Okay. So, you'll need to update the email address at barnesandnoble.com. Okay. Now, let's see. I hope I don't know a number or an employee number. It says search my account. Create a sign in. What do I sign in with? Password. What does it say?
It's going to be your Barnes and Noble.
Well, I'm going to try.
Sure. So, Carl.
Password expired. Please reset your spat. Pat, I won't do it tonight. I'll do it tomorrow, and if I have trouble, I'll call you to walk me through.
Sure, no worries. All right, so the Gmail account has been created. Now we will be creating a Twitter account with the same email address, and
okay.
I'll share the credentials with you, and once it is created, we will be initiating the social media marketing from today.
Okay, very well. And tell me, is it important to start social media marketing before people can get online and order the book?
Carl, as the two books are already live, so I believe it's going to be the right time.
Okay, good deal. Thank you very much.
No worries, Carl. Thank you so much for your time, and I apologize for disturbing you at the time.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Take care.
Perfect. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.